This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark scores with you. Well, if you've been a longtime listener of KMOX, you know about my running group and my very international friends that I always say this group, they travel from all over the world. It's so much fun. They've made me a better person. And I'm so excited now to welcome in one of my favorite people in the whole world. Ronji is bouncing up and down with excitement.
I am. I'm excited to finally meet one of your friends.
And that is Julio Zegarra Bayon. He is the owner of ZB Market. And I think he's something of a local celebrity. You know our own Debbie Monterey.
I do.
And ZB Market is a fair trade store in Maplewood. Incredible, incredible items and gifts and household goods. So I highly recommend it. But Julio is also a world traveler, in addition to being an incredible marathoner. Are you at 40 marathons yet?
39.
39.
By counting, so I'll be there hopefully by the end of the year.
In different states.
Right.
Like, he's
okay.
Doing all 50 states.
Good for you.
What a great way to meet, to see the country, right? And to get to see new cities every time.
Yes. Well, I would rather just go there, I think.
Right.
Not have to run 26 miles first.
Times,
I've been to Indianapolis a lot.
Yeah.
But Julio, you are from Peru. You go home a lot to visit your family, but you also travel around the world. And I guess let's start with the 30,000 foot view. We've talked about this a lot, and we were talking about that here, too, in the studio, how important it is to travel and to see the world and see other cultures and how it builds character. And you have recently been to Scotland and to India. You're going to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you tell people travel is important?
Well, first of all, thank you both so much for the invitation to join you. It's an honor. Travel is just part of my DNA, but I think it has its roots in the fact that I grew up in Peru, as you said, where in the educational system, you have to learn geography. It's one of the core courses. And at a very young age, I was sort of in love with the idea of knowing all 150 plus countries around the world. We were forced to learn the capital cities of each city and each country. And in the process, you just begin to dream or daydream about one day I'll walk down the Piazza San Marco in Venice, and one day I'll get to see the pyramids of Giza in Cairo and so forth. And on the other hand, because I was in Peru, I also had the chance to dream about what it would be like to go into the United States and New York and all those. So I think that that's the origin of my interest in travel. It does, to some degree, put you outside of your comfort zone. You do have to try something new, whether it's food, climate, people that you'll meet that are very different from you. But it's so essential to our just overall mental and physical health, I think. I realize that I am privileged. I have the means, financial means, and the time available to me to be able to travel. But I tell you, each and every time I get to visit a new city in a new country, I come back hopeful. Mm-hmm. I come back comparing and contrasting what life is like in other parts of the world to the St. Louis landscape and realize how different, but yet at the same time, how similar we are as humans. We all look for the exact same things. We all want happiness. We all want safety. We want our children to be and to grow in great environments. So having that additional sort of dose of an international vibe, it just makes you, I think, someone who can appreciate what you have, mm-hmm. but also understand the world differently, better, and just to be able to build this tolerance. Somebody in a different culture is going to think differently than you, but you kind of appreciate and value their opinions and the way they think.
There's an immeasurable value to being able to do that and visiting other places, talking with people who are from somewhere else, because it probably tears down those ideas that you might have of them until you Absolutely. Meet somebody like that. So, but you mentioned it is, you know, you're able to do it. Financially, you're able to do it. What would you recommend to people who would love to be able to, you know, visit with people from somewhere else or visit other places, but maybe it just isn't possible for them to do it?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I do realize how lucky and blessed I am and my family to have had the chance to travel. I would say start small. You know, St. Louis is a beautiful city, but this country offers so much. Mm-hmm. National parks, to go on hikes, to go places. So you don't necessarily have to break the bank to be able to begin this journey of getting to see parts of the U.S. Mm-hmm. if that's a little more affordable to you. But what I want to say is, it is incredibly affordable in some cases. If you're looking in the right place, if you go to the website that has offers, I just opened an email earlier today offering trips to the Netherlands, where I've been to not long ago, yeah. for as low as $400 round trip.
No.
So if you think about it, you sometimes have to pay double that to go to New York City yeah. from St. Louis. So it isn't necessarily as expensive. Now, once you get there, obviously you need to take into account hotels and food and all of that. But you would be amazed as how accessible it could be for American travelers to visit different parts of the world. In fact, I'll get to go to Morocco, Marrakesh in January because I found an amazing deal. And I said to myself, why not? I've never been to Africa. This would be the first time I'll set foot in the African continent. But that would just be one other way to be able to do it. So I am honestly very respectful of and very cognizant of the fact that not everybody has that luxury. But you would be amazed if you really set yeah. your goal and say, hey, at the end of this year, I'd love to be able to visit one country, whether it's our neighbors from the north, neighbors from the south, or further afield in Europe. You'd be amazed at how affordable some of these trips can be.
Yeah, and to your point, Julio, was it your trip to India, was that where you also found a great mm-hmm. deal? Where
it
some
was.
You let the deal kind of determine where you're going. What can Absolutely. You mind sharing? What did
oh
you
my
pay
gosh,
for
yes.
your flight to India?
Again, it was one of those things. You're just browsing, playing with your phone, and all of a sudden there's a search for what would it cost to get to Delhi from the US. And at the time, I was surprised to see that Air India had a direct flight, Chicago Delhi, which is like a 14 and a half hour trip, for $650 yeah. round trip. Now, of course, this is in the future. This is within a time frame that yeah. is not peak travel. So if you have the flexibility, I looked at my wife and I said, hey, how about India? And she goes, what is that? There is a catch. I'm sure there is a catch. Well, no, it says here that it is $650. Now, you can pay a little more if you get to choose your seats. But outside of that, it's a direct flight.
Yeah.
We both, Amy and I, have this awesome friend from India, Pratt,
yeah.
whom I bounced the idea off. And he said, if you found that price, get it.
Get it.
Because we hardly ever pay less than $2,000 yeah. to get there.
And they've got family there, so they're always going home. And it's just
yeah.
so expensive to
and
go.
And it was, for my wife and I, it was our very first trip. And we said, well, this is an incredibly big country. We can't afford to see all of it. Let's just focus on a sliver of mm-hmm. the country, what we can see within 8 days. And Pratt helped us plan our trip. But I tell you, for less than $750, we were able to fly direct from Chicago to Delhi. And it was a trip of a lifetime.
It is. And I will say this too, like people get their nails done or whatever a lot, you know, like I've gotten a manicure and I kind of like, oh, I kind of need one. And I thought, you know what? Every time I have the inclination to get a manicure, I'm not going to get it and put it in my travel fund.
Exactly.
Because it does add up. It really does add up.
Absolutely.
After a while if you find that good flight. And I also wanted to talk to you about, it was so interesting when you and your wife went to Cuba, mm-hmm. because it was the Southwest flight.
That is
that
exactly right.
When did you tell us all about it, like how you decided to go. Was the flight from St. Louis to Miami to
somewhere
Cuba?
In the South. I want to say Phoenix, maybe. I'm sorry, I can't remember. But it all started because my wife is a Spanish teacher at the New City School. And part of her own growth as a professional is to visit as many Spanish-speaking countries in South America, Central mm-hmm. America, and even Spain. And we've been, again, lucky and blessed to have been to many of those countries. So Cuba was certainly on the list. But it always seemed unattainable. It's like, okay, you know, we all know Cuba is like, you know, embargo and a place you can never see. Until one day I realized that Southwest can get you there, can get you to Havana. So our lights went off. I am lucky that for my business, I have this credit card that allows me endless travel with Southwest. And so we looked into this. Spring break was coming up and we said, let's do it. So, the interesting thing is, even though there is an agreement and permission from an American airline to fly into Cuba, the reality is that American travelers are not as welcome as other people. Canadians, people from around the world.
Russians are felt very welcome.
Yeah. So the journey started by making the decision to visit. Then we always like to read about the country we're going to visit. And then we were surprised there was not a lot of literature about it. Not much is written about Cuba. So everything you learn is just anecdotally from people saying, yeah, I was there and I did this. So lots of lessons if you're considering that. They don't accept a single credit card from any U.S. bank. So you have to have cash. If you want to purchase things, you have to have cash. Now, you can bring U.S. currency, but the second big lesson is where do you exchange it? You know, there is a black market, but if you go to a bank, you get a fraction of the exchange rate. So it's better to contact someone. Mm. The second piece that we found interesting is even though there is this war or fight between Cuba and the U.S., for all the reasons we know, Airbnb still operates in Cuba.
Oh.
And so we saw properties, we saw places where we could stay, and we thought, let's book them. Let's book them for both Havana and Playa Varadero, which is like a beach resort somewhere close by. And what we learned later is that those properties are listed on Airbnb, not because the owners are getting the money transferred to their banks in Cuba. It's because they have a relative, a friend, or someone who lives in the U.S. who has done the listing for them. So everything happens behind the scenes. Payment is still being made, but whoever gets the money is not really the owner of this property.
Oh.
It's someone outside of Cuba. How they managed to transfer the money, I'll never know. So anyway, we get there. We are excited for a new opportunity, and then first of all, the arrival is a little bit hostile because you're placed into this box and you're asked all these questions. Why are you going? And blah, blah, blah. And you eventually get cleared. You got to find a taxi. And the taxi driver is an engineer who works for the government. But they make so little money that the only other way to, you know, make a living is to have odd jobs.
To do a gig. A lot of people do that here.
Exactly. It's 2 and 3 jobs. So that was interesting. But it is just this... I call it, the country doesn't make it a welcoming experience for U.S. travelers for the reasons that are beyond our control. You know, and that applies to, you have no access to your banking or anything that if you ever want to do. And I own a business, so I need to be constantly in touch with our purchases, our sales and all of it. And I had zero access to that. You could not use Wi-Fi. Your phones do not work because ours is with a U.S.-based telephone company. Yeah. So imagine traveling with kids. They're not going to like you because they cannot use their phones. You have to look for spots throughout cities and places that have Wi-Fi. There's all these firewalls, so Google is not accessible. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I guess in looking back, had we known, maybe we could have had a little bit more technology available to us, maybe a VPN dialer, something that could have kind of gone outside of all that and had access. But it is still true. You have to have cash. You cannot pay anything.
But if they know you're American and they know you're carrying cash, that kind of makes you a target. What happens if you get robbed?
I am sure that happens. But this is an interesting thing about Cuba. There is no crime.
Interesting.
I know it sounds like a weird thing that there are no guns. Nobody owns a gun. So unless I fight you with my fist, and I literally, there is no crime. So it is an odd reality, but yet you sort of feel safer because there's...
I did have one question, Ranj, because I know about the grocery stores. What was that about the food?
Oh, my gosh. So part of the appeal of visiting a new place, a new city, is to always discover what's new, going to a grocery store and buying things locally. Well, you cannot. There aren't any grocery stores for anybody. Everything that is a grocery store is only for Cubans. They are given a monthly allotment of sorts where they can go in and use that, I guess like a food stamp version of it, to get their groceries. So as a foreigner, you have no access to that. So the only access you have to food is by going to restaurants. The restaurants are either nationally owned or privately owned. If you go to a nationally owned, out of 20 items on their menu, they may have only two or three available at the time. So you have to accept it. Or you go to a privately owned, you pay with cash, and then they treat you like royalty because you are bringing income to the economy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's super interesting.
It's wild. I would feel a bit intimidated. I don't know if I'm brave enough to do that, but it was something where you were saying you're glad you did it, but not necessarily planning a return trip.
I would never go back. Once I'm done. This would be one place that for the circumstances and the reality, I wouldn't want to go back to, even though the country probably offers so much. It is just... Now, the question would be different, I guess, if you were to ask someone from outside of the U.S., you know, somebody from South America or a Russian individual, how do you like the experience? Somebody in casual conversation told us that many Russians use Cuba as their resort of choice. They go during the summer as a vacation spot.
You said there's signs in Russian.
The signs on the roads have Spanish, and underneath it's in Russian, which I thought was also fascinating.
Historically, the relationship's a little better with the Russians than it is with us.
Interesting. And it's interesting. It feels like the country was frozen in time. Before the revolution, everything was thriving. After that, all the buildings are in decay and really, really run down.
It's so interesting, Julio. Thank you for sharing the story. Thank you for sharing the travel tips, the importance of travel, and about Cuba. Really interesting because of that Southwest flight. People are like, maybe I should go. But those are a good summary of what you may be looking into. Julio Zegarra-Bayon, the owner of ZB Market. You may have been to his store in Maplewood. Thank you so much, Julio. You're the best.
My pleasure. It was my pleasure. Nice meeting
you. And thank you for proving to me that Amy does have people that hang out with her.
I think I don't have
Other than
friends.
Their family.
Amy is loved by a lot of people, especially in the running community.
That's adorable.
Thank you.
She didn't have to. I just said it from my heart.
It's 104.1 FM KMOX. Thank you, Julio, for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.